This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Public Schools is proposing a later start date for the school year to avoid overlapping with the Democratic National Convention, which the city is hosting starting August 19th. CPS wants to start August 26th, 4 days after the convention ends. This is a week later than this year's start and would mean the first semester wouldn't end until after winter break. CPS is taking feedback on the proposed calendar and intends to vote on it later this month. Chicago's top cop says the department is doing a better job solving homicides so far this year. My colleague Michael Puente reports that Chicago has seen 26 homicides so far this year, and Police Superintendent Larry Snelling says they've arrested and charged a suspect in 70% of those cases. Snelling credits his detectives and the community for helping solve the crimes.
It means that people are going to suffer unnecessarily. It means that people are going to die that would not otherwise die. Because of poor medical care, no question about it.
In prior years, CPD has reported solving about 50% of murders. Illinois is re-upping its prison health care contract with a private provider. That's despite a history of lawsuits and damning assessments by experts. Wexford Health Sources won a 10-year, $4 billion agreement with the state to provide medical care to people in prisons. Attorney Alan Mills says he's dismayed by that decision.
Our detective division is doing a great job. Our chief of detectives is doing a great job. And I believe with the expansion of our family liaison program that people are starting to trust a little more.
Since 2011, Illinois has paid Wexford more than $1 billion for medical services in prison. During that time, judges and experts have repeatedly found that the quality of care is so bad it violates the U.S. Constitution. A corrections spokesperson says they'll negotiate with Wexford to improve prison health care. The University of Illinois at Chicago is one of the first colleges in the state to push back its enrollment deadline because of delays in processing federal financial aid applications known as the FAFSA. A UIC spokesperson said students will have until June 1st instead of May 1st to decide if they'll attend. Earlier this week, federal officials announced a delay in getting students' financial aid information to colleges because of an error in the new FAFSA launched this year. That means students will receive financial aid letters much later than usual and have less time to evaluate the affordability of their college options. Developers eyeing a possible new White Sox stadium in Chicago's South Loop have met with state Democratic leaders. The Sun-Times reports the developers did not ask for state money. Instead, a source close to the talks says the goal is to work creatively with the current funding system. Developers are aware of Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's disdain for using taxpayer funds for sports stadiums, which is viewed as politically unpopular despite its prevalence in other cities. Weather for later today, a mix of sun and clouds with a high in the low 50s. Tonight, cloudy but mild with a low near 32 degrees. Tomorrow, clouds with some sun. We'll see a high of 40. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.